Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. I just decided that the Patreon hangout will be this Friday, so Friday night, if you'd like to join the private show, it will be at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, right after the regular show. You have to join the Patreon or the Subscribestar or the Backed By at the $20 level to get the link. It's always been fun shows. We've had James, we've had Fadam, we've had recently Saturn Shine, Nat have been joining us, and we've been discussing deep subjects. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? The fighter Lukas Bukovac, people have been sharing this video for the last few days. This guy lost an MMA fight and decides to go for the marriage offer. Oh my God. And the woman is not interested. I don't really think it's a good idea after all what happened between us. So what does this mean? Were they in conflict? Sometimes it is the last attempt. Perhaps it's the way for this guy to say, well, either it passes or it breaks, but I need to move on to the next thing. So if she's not going to say yes to this, then might as well pass on to the next. But I think it's a good thing to do, cause the advancement of your relationship. If this girl cannot say yes to the ring, then she would not have said yes to a baby. So his work is better invested on the next girl. All right. Well, don't be afraid of failures, you know. Normalize demanding to woman sex and marriage and getting it refused. It's the only way. It's the only way you have to be willing to fail. And before I talk about the main subject I wanted to talk about tonight, which is the trans streamer, and I want to talk about dads and how they react, I think that the reaction of this dad is perfect. We'll get to it, but this funny clip by Trump cannot even buy bacon anymore because of the inflation.
Even I won't buy bacon anymore. It's too expensive. I said, I'd love to have some lovely bacon, darling. And she said, no, I'm sorry, it's too expensive.
I love how he makes up a story as if he was asking Melania to buy bacon. Given the luxury in which this family live, I wonder if Melania actually has to go buy the bacon herself and would decide not to buy the bacon because it's too costly. Barnaby Buto says, you need to wait for the sales. I cooked 3 kilos yesterday. Oh, same thing for me. I mean, the bacon has a high variation of price these days. So you're just going to get Papa JF to eat bacon. If you can lower it to $3.99, maybe sometimes $4.99 Canadian, but that's my maximum. My comfortable price to buy a pack of bacon is $3.99. Or for the very thick, high-quality bacon, that's normally $12.99. I'm willing to buy those at $6 if they are in very special sales. But that's usually when the grocery store decides to get rid of them. But those are the only circumstances. I only buy stuff when they are at their lowest price possible. So sales, or it just so happens that the price variation goes down. In general, you can live from this society's variations in price, and other people are doing such poor decision making. Other people are like, they don't think about it, and the wife tells a list of things to the man to go buy, and the man is like, as I was doing with someone like Mama JF, like, okay, you need this ingredient. Now I have to buy this ingredient independently of the price. And this leads to a very inefficient society. But if you're out there with your liberty to buy what you want and say no to your wife if she wants costly things, then you can save a lot. Cringe Panda says, JF, you need to run an experiment and see if your current girlfriend is the kind who likes to heat up the entire house during winter, so maybe she is less expensive or more to keep around than Mama JF. I guess I don't know that for sure. She probably likes heat, like many women. But given that my current girlfriend has been so stellar on every dimension, I guess that somehow it's going to work out. I'm sure that somehow she will be a superior wife and superior girlfriend in this domain too, of heat management and money management, because she is such a wonderful person. Really, across all dimensions, she is the most equilibrated human being I've seen in my life. I'm so happy to be partnered with this woman. Barnabé Buteau says, having a freezer and a good storage strategy might be the best way to access property to younger generations. I see people dishing out $25 to $30 a meal in takeout. That's crazy. Definitely, if you are short on money, if you need to save up, you know, you can survive on $2 or $3 of food per day. If you really, I mean, I'm looking at just my stock of pasta here. I can live off this for years. Cringe Panda says, my mom turns the AC down to 60 degrees every night. It might be the British genes. I mean, in general, it is very good for you to be exposed to cold. Because what's your body's reaction to cold? Produce more heat-producing units. Now, did you know that the human body has basically only one mechanism for heat production, for adjustable heat production, and it is the contraction of muscles? So basically, if your body is in need of producing more heat, that's why you shake like this. You shake and your muscles contract. You also have your muscle co-contracting, so you don't even have to shake visually. Your muscles are more tense when you need to produce heat. And what does the body does? It burns calories to meet the heat requirement. So it's like a little bit of a sauna effect in the cold, where, you know, people go into the sauna to burn calories or sweat out lots of sweat. The same effect happens when your body is in the cold. It starts wasting calories, and so very good for your health. Talking about Cringe Panda, she did a elbow from the third rope onto this trans streamer a few minutes before the show began. She says, you have successfully betrayed 4,000 heterosexual couples who came together so you could exist. And thanks to an internet fad, your bloodline ends with you. Ouch! Ouch! Cringe Panda going super hard on this person. I wanted to do this video, and I'll make it as a clip on Twitter, because I want to tell a message to trans, to these young trans people who are converting from male to female. Well, from male to woman appearances. And I want to explain to you how your father feels and why your father is excluding you from your life. And they don't understand, because this guy was out there saying it's bigotry. I can't believe I lost my father to bigotry. It sucks. When you think about it, what is bigotry? bigotry is an emotion that you perceive in something that you don't understand, which is why I think it's very needed that I do this video to explain to you. I read the letter of your father, and that is not emotions to me. That is not, there's, it's, if there's an emotional basis, and of course there's always an emotional basis in interpersonal relationships, but I see him guided by rational principles, and I want you to understand those principles so that you know why you get rejected. You get rejected by people who you had assumed their love was unconditional and forever, but it wasn't so because society lied to you. So here's the explanation. And before I get into the explanation, let's read the letter that was written by the father to this person who was his son for 23 years and now is asking to be considered as a woman. So here's a picture of the trans streamer. Eden's not an egg. Look, this is after 3 months on hormone therapy. You know, no boobs, just shoulders of a male, just male looking, but trying to be super thin so that it kind of gives the impression of a female-like appearance. Half blonde, half black hair, and a nose ring. Muscular arm, yes. Very masculine muscular arms. So this streamer was writing, "The saga is over. The rest is highly personal, so I won't be posting it. But long story short, it's done. My dad is no longer in my life, or what's left of him anyways. Thanks for the love from all of you." And there's already an error here. Your dad, you talk of your dad as what's left of him, as if he had lost a part of himself in this process. Your dad is still the same dad. You have lost a part of yourself in this process. You have lost your dick. You have lost your ability to reproduce. You have lost your ability to be a dad going forward. But your dad is still the same. You see, the whole world around you is not made for you to experience it. This may come as a surprise, for leftists who are habituated to believe that they are entitled to experiencing existence. But you're not entitled to experiencing existence. Experiencing existence is an accidental product of an activity that's been going on for billions of years, which is reproduction. And for at least 2-3 billion years, maybe, heterosexual reproduction. Basically, we are in a war. We are in a war against entropy. And in that war, many sacrifices are needed for you to have this little fleeting experience of life for a couple of decades. This fleeting experience is an accident, and it is not the goal of what we're doing. So when you are in that war, you choose a side. You choose either the side of heterosexuality, in which case you meet a certain number of criteria. You can maintain existence. You can side with us in the war against the future, in the war against the inexistence of the human race. You can lead to viable children who will in turn be able to return to the team that we are. We are team hetero, okay? We are fighting against the future. We are fighting against the entropy of physics. And the one characteristic that regroups everyone on Team Hetero is that everything we do is to the service of this war. And everything we do is to the service of maintaining the privilege of existence and the accidental little feelings that you may experience as an accidental side effect of our activities. One of the things that totally differentiates Team Hetero from the other team that's against us is that we are constructive and sustainable. We are capable of thinking the world was like this before me and it will continue like this after me. And it's not because we have some inherent conservative bias, although some might have it, but fundamentally, it's because we are reproductive entities. And the way we can ensure that the future will kind of continue what has happened in the past is that we ensure that each of us will have babies and we care for each other to get ourselves to the age of reproduction as mentally healthy and physically healthy as much as we can so that we can continue this chain of being. Now, in this war, there are parasites who show up and they show up and they try to stop us. There's entropy, there's fire, there's catastrophe, there's war, there's bullets, there's violence, there's interference with reproduction. There are surgeons with abortion scissors and mechanical aspirators. There's birth pills. All of these elements, they come to make it harder for us to continue existence into the future. They are on team entropy. They are on team destruction. They are on team LGBT activism. And there's a whole range of these things. There are beliefs, there are medications, there are medical procedures. There are people also that are just joining this theme of destruction. So what I see in this father's letter is he's going to respect the liberty of his son to dispose of his own body. He's an adult, so there's nothing else that he can do. He tried convincing him not to abolish its sexual existence. His son is not listening, and he's 23. So from there, he says, okay, that's your choice, but I have my choice to make. And my choice to make as a father is I'm not your father anymore. Going forward, I'm going to try to protect your brothers, other family members, so that they don't get exposed to the propaganda by your side of the war against existence. So he says, we all have choices. You made a choice to change who you are. At the end of the day, no matter what you think and believe, you'll be a man. There's biology that dictates that. You can take all the hormones you want, have them change your genitals and whatever else, but at the end of the day, you have an X and Y. That makes you male. I cannot see it any other way. You're my son. For almost 23 years, I have loved you as such. We all have choices in life. I asked you to let me talk to your siblings before you came out to the world with your decision. You chose instead to roll it out on the internet for the world to see, inevitably allowing your siblings to see it. You chose a name change without asking other family members their thoughts or feelings on it. You've made your choices regarding your life. And it ends there, the segment to which we have access. But we can guess that the dad is basically continuing and saying, I make my choices in life and my choice is to not be your dad anymore. Cringe Panda says, gay is revenge against the father for the crime of caring. Absolutely. Absolutely it is. So in this war, and I'm talking to Edens here or any guy who would have chosen the path of changing their sex, you have chosen a side, and it's a side that cannot maintain existence going forward, that cannot play the game of sexual reproduction. And just so you know, your father went through a lot of suffering. For him to just have a shot at you potentially continuing the game of existence. First, he had to injure a woman, which is not trivial. I mean, He had to go on the dating market, subject himself to judgment, evaluation. He had to win the game of dating. He had to convince a woman to reproduce. And then he had to endure this woman for 18 years of your life, providing absolute care toward you, with the hope that one day you will be in turn a reproductive entity that could continue the chain of existence. And when you decide to change your sex, you decide to tell your father and the entirety of the line of descent that has led to you and all of their efforts that they were done in waste. They were done in waste because their only function was to maintain the privilege of existence as a bonus to the universe, but instead you have chosen to be a dead end for them, a dead end for their effort, a basket that can only absorb but not give back. See the difference between an heterosexual and all other categories, whether it's gay, queer, agender, trans. The massive difference is that all of these people are taking more than they're giving to the system of existence. All of these people depend on an heterosexual producer and provider. So they were all born to parents, some of them more caring, some of them maybe less, but at the very least caring enough that you made it as a baby. You made it into an adult. You, as a trans person, will not be able to give this privilege back to the universe. So you're there to consume the pleasure of existence without giving it back. And as such, your father has detected you as an asymmetric parasite. An asymmetric parasite who consumes the privilege of cognition without giving back the care, without giving back existence, without mirroring the effort done by your ancestors toward your own descent. And that's why he's rejecting you. And he's doing the very rational thing evolutionarily, which is, well, I still have these remaining babies. I have these remaining babies and I can protect them. And you can see the first reaction of the dad was to try to get the other siblings not to listen to the direct propaganda by Eden, but instead to hear him out as an hetero on the matter first. So he basically tried to stop the contagion. And it's the best thing you can do. There are some of your offspring cannot be helping themselves. Some of them do not deserve further care after 23 years old. And it's those who willfully choose to absorb the ongoing propaganda, the fad, as opposed to continuing in line with your interest and their own interest. Real Base Talk says that's more resources to go to the other kids and their families. Yeah, and Eden, people like Eden, I think they will discover within a decade or two that this charming direction that they took, that seemed initially charming to them. Because, okay, Eden is a young adult, so he's high testosterone, he's highly excited by the feminine form, he's highly desiring of having access to that excitement on an everyday basis. And look at the supposed girlfriend that he's had. He says, God, my new girlfriend is hot. Well, the girlfriend is a trans just like him. So here you have the girlfriend. So this is two dead ends ending deserving each other. And they will go on to consume existence without giving it back. Without giving it back. And it is rightfully so that his father understands now, if I continue my relationship with you, it's a relationship of giving into a black hole. Because none of this is sustainable. You find yourself cute because you're 20-year-old and you're using the latest makeup techniques to make you look females, you'll be a lesser testosterone, more old, more wrinkly male/female/female-looking male, and life will eventually suck, and you will feel the whole extent of the dead hand that you constrained yourself to. You will have no decent around you to raise. You will have no meaning to your life other than whatever you can accomplish within the existence without the possibility of leaving biological descent. It's a very sad life that awaits you. Because there's really nothing you can do on this earth that's really interesting. Unless you're a super genius who would maybe revolutionize, I don't know, chess or go down in history as an influential person, 99.999% of the chances are that your life is meaningless other than the babies you will produce and the things you will feel during it. And the things you will feel during it, it's all downhill from here. You will be isolated. The only persons who will want to interact with you will get their energy drained by a black hole of existence, by a bunch of people who take from the world without giving back. And for example, you can't entertain a healthy relationship with another family that would have children. Because why do families with children interact together? It's because they want to get their children to play together. You won't have this. So you'll end up with other parasites of nature who cannot return the gift of existence that they have received. So you'll end up around druggies, rockers, hippies, people who consume, and who can't help but seed chaos around them. And eventually you'll get tired of these people. I know that, you know, I see they have tattoos, they have guitars, and they keep talking about leftist themes. So these people are probably in their phase where it's very fun to be around these people. You'll be around very sad people for the rest of your lives, and they're going to get worse with time. Because the only people who truly have a vested interest in remaining honorable adults are those who are fair with the universe, and that's Team Etero. So my message to you is you are choosing a very bad existence. And your father is a very rational man who is trying to save what's left of his life after your own self-destruction. And good luck. If you want to keep construing what your father believes as bigotry, to me that's a demonstration of your willful desire to hide the rationality of your father in your mind. You don't want to see it. You want to keep it in a blind spot. But the rationality of your father is not defective at all. It makes absolute sense. And if you could have an enlightenment following what I just said to you, that would be desirable. But I don't think anyone can save you. If your father couldn't, I don't think I can. So I've been watching the streams of this guy, and he's talking about Roe v. Wade and how important it is. It's like you are a total, absolute product of modern leftist corporate culture. You know, he's talking about how, oh, the Supreme Court is about to decide whether states can stop medication for trans children. And he's bringing up Roe v. Wade and how important it was. And he's framing everything as, oh my God, the conservatives are just bigots. They hate us. Actually, the caring father that you've had that took care of you for 23 years, and by your admission, I guess he was a good father for these 23 years until he refused a bad decision that you've made in your life. That caring father has been giving a lot, and he is still the same caring father that is rejecting you today. But he's acknowledging that there are lifestyles that are so bottom of the barrel that they can really only end in self-suffering, suicide, distress, or AIDS. I mean, choose your choose your favorite path. Nicholas Petrus says trench children, skeleton face. Yeah, I mean, see, I would say to Eden, this desire that you have to have children access the medical care that you're talking about is kind of an early attempt of a dead-end parasite to reproduce. You want to maintain in the future things that you have gone through in your own life. But nature had already given you the right tool to do this. It was to be hetero. And these other ways, they will not be sustainable because you could convince the Supreme Court to take the leftist decision on this. You would have a precedent. There would be more children falling for the trap of the LGBT activist lifestyle. But down the line, they would all self-punish. They would all become evolutionary dead ends. And eventually the future would be made of children who somehow know how to avoid hospitals. That is the nature of biology. That is something that you can't escape. As you try to escape it, it runs faster toward you. You can't escape evolution. You can decide, oh, I withdraw myself from the rules of evolution. Well, poof, you're dead. And other people are taking place of you that don't withdraw themselves from the rule of evolution. There is no escaping the reality of evolution. If you escape it, you are dead matter. If you escape it, you are just little atoms just advancing into the future, shaking their way in, and doing really nothing interesting. Everything that you love about the world is because of life. And it's because of heterosexuality. So I said, this father tried everything. There is now no reason to further interact with the person as there is now no more hope they will produce further grandchildren. The remaining efforts of his life are best invested in protecting the non-brainwashed portion of his descent from possible contagion. Dino Legovic says the suicide rate may be high because they see older versions of themselves. Oh yeah, there's nothing sadder than hedonists of all kinds, by the way. Hedonists that are homo or hetero. But you know, these people who are so obsessed about their pleasure in early adult life, it gets old. It gets old very quick. And if you don't have a bigger meaning to your life, like leaving reproductive descent, it's very quick that you go into depression. So that was it for my message. The Vancouver Art Gallery has a new anti-white exhibit, Conceptions of White.
Okay, so maybe you've seen this tweet about a new anti-white exhibit at the Vancouver Art Gallery. The exhibit is actually so much worse than this tweet, and I know because I went there.
So you arrive at the exhibit and you need to check your privilege.
Predictably, it tells you to check your privilege. It puts a halo that says undeserving over your head.
I'll walk around town with a halo that says undeserving. I claim my white privilege. Matt says, JF just revealed the meaning of life. Thank you. Well, that's my job, Matt. I'm happy to do it. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey Super Chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, feel free to use Entropy. The link is in the description below.
Stop talking. Put the mute button over your mouth.
They put a mute button on over white people's mouth.
But then it gets downright schizophrenic. There's this exhibit display where it argues that because Roman and Greek sculptures had fluffy curly hair, they were not white.
This has been a point that I've been tickling the Greeks with it, you know, telling them, oh, I'm not sure you're white. And yeah, I mean, they do have Mediterranean curly hairs. Even the statues do. So I don't identify as very Mediterranean in the Greek sense. I really identify more as Western European. And yeah, I would consider them part of a different group.
You were then afforded the opportunity to use the Aryan recognition tool and compare your facial measurements with the facial measurements of the leaders of the Third Reich.
Oh my God. It sounds like a cool exhibit. I mean, there are certain of these things that I would like to do. I would like to know what's my score of Aryan-ness in the Third Reich. That's pretty based. Meanwhile, Los Angeles continues to be a failure. She did some mind control stuff there. Look at this. She hides. Oh, now she controls. She kind of does the Jedi stuff. Is that the new female Jedi in Star Wars? Is that the inclusivity policy of Star Wars that leads a female to believe they are Jedi on the streets? And see, now she realizes, oh my God, I can't push him with the force. There must be something wrong in my brain. And now she's kind of trying to exude the force from her brain. Now you can see that she's flashing her eyes. She may have some brainstem disorder or maybe basal ganglia damage. Oh, now she goes up like, you know, like she's levitating. Like Yoda, kind of, you know, at the end when he does. I mean, this girl is a true Jedi. I mean, she is kind of going like it's an elevator or something. Yeah. Oh. Oh, she is Mexican. She can do the gun with her hand. Oh my God. Lots of troubles on the streets of Los Angeles. Russia says we know perfectly well who was behind the Ukrainian attack MS attack on Crimea, and it was not Ukraine. Well, I think everyone knows. Today we had the Americans trying to say, well, you know, we don't micromanage Ukraine. Ukraine does their own decisions. And it's like, yeah, but we know you've given every step of approval to this. So might as well be your action. We have more Lily here. Kind of based Lily today. You know, Lily, she oscillates. We still don't know where she will stand. But here she sides with Candace Owens.
So it should be no surprise to you that my Twitter or my TikTok post about the nerds and the dorks in high school, that's the one that blew up and that's the one that triggered so many people. That's why everybody on who's very like conservative or whatever hates my guts so much, because you're one of those fuckers. You are one of those pathetic, lame fucks, and you're offended. You don't like it. Hey, guess what, you fucking losers? Guess fucking what? America is sick of this bullshit. We gotta start fighting fire with fire. All your nice little...
Oh my God, she's starting to dog whistle violence. Fighting fire with fire. What's your fire, Lily? Like, what are you gonna do? Another January 6th? You're gonna get people in jail?
Essays, all your nice Daily Wire fucking milquetoast approach to politics.
Okay, she's against milquetoast. But what have you done that is not milquetoast? You use the N-word, the soft N-word, in a video.
Has not helped us for shit. Obviously. That's why we're being controlled by this tiny minority of freaks. That's why we're being controlled by these people. I just watched the show with Brett Cooper basically shitting all over me. And you know why? She literally admitted it in the video. She was like, I'm a theater kid. That's why they don't fucking like me. They don't fucking like me because I'm right about you. Because you are one of those theater...
So, theater nerds. I'm wondering, do I qualify as a theater nerd? I did choose theater as an option in first year of high school. Does that make me a theater nerd? Because then I did some hard science in the university. James says, don't slander milk, Lily. It is the whitest drink. Is she against milk? I was trying to capture her meaning on theater nerds, and I totally missed what she said about milk. Is she against milk? Cringe Panda says, what I always run into when talking to trans people is that they describe this mystical thing called gender euphoria, which means the happiness from their body matching their gender. I don't think it's gender euphoria. I think it is sexual excitement, because they still have a brain that is attracted to the female form, and they are therefore excited at themselves. Autogynephilia, I think, is the term that Jordan Peterson was using. So they don't detrans because they think it's proof, but this is apparently a chemical effect from hormones, so drugs. Yes, it could also be any disbalance that you give to the brain. You know, your brain is first balanced that much. Now you give it something. And sometimes that thing is not even an addictive substance in and of itself, like nicotine. Nicotine goes straight for the reward center of your brain and says, you're feeling good now. You should redo whatever it is that you did now. So, and then the guy is like, oh, well, I'll smoke another cigarette then. Because it totally targets the place of learning in your brain and it tells it, do more of this. There are other things, like any sort of medication you take that will have a more subtle effect on the brain. It will all have downstream effects into the areas of reward. So you give testosterone to a female and she becomes more creative. Is it because testosterone directly affects the creativity center of the brain? No. It's just that downstream, some other areas of the brain reacts, and it was balanced to go that fast. And now you gave it a boost from some other area, and now it's deploying creative behavior. So you have to be careful. The brain is in a balance, and you totally debalance it. You're going to get false reward signals from this, just like you have with nicotine. Dino Legovich says, forever chemicals concentrate in the testes. The chemicals released into the atmosphere, especially synthetic zero, are messing up all biology. I don't know about this subject. James says, now I crave nicotine. Well, you know. Okay.
We're nerds, and just because you're like conservative now doesn't mean jack shit. Doesn't mean jack shit. You don't like. You have a grudge, you have a chip on your shoulder, and it fucking shows. And it shows. I'm doing more for free speech than any of these Daily Wire pussies. These Daily Wire pussies say the most milquetoast
Okay, so now Lily is counter-signaling Daily Wire. Listen, we have to be... We shouldn't be too hostile to this woman. If she's counter-signaling the Daily Wire... I guess it's still not very solid. She still doesn't have an ideological pillar that ensures that she will make the right decisions for years to come. But it's the right direction, at least. We should congratulate this.
Conservative things, they don't get canceled for it because it's nothing controversial. They always play it safe, and then they can people like Candace Owens when they step barely out of line. Oh, because we can't do that. These kind of people are such hypocrites. These kind of people are so fake.
Down. You know this this little sign that says, down with this sort of thing. You can carry it at any protest. It always works. Down with these sorts of people. These sorts of people. Oh my God, I am so enraged at these sorts of people.
Fake? They're the fake people that I've been screaming about. They're the fake people who act like they're fighting for our freedoms. And meanwhile, it's all just a business. It's all just about money. And they will not cross over a line. They're not actually out here fighting for you because they don't care. They're too busy trying to keep up this perfect little image.
Well, it's mostly because of racial interest that they don't care. It's because as long as there is a mainly Jewish funding of politics in America, there's all these public speakers who can't quite take a strong stance for the white race. That is the problem.
And keep up this uncancelable act that they've got going, and they've got it fucking perfected. They make so much money over there because they never step out of line. So good on you, Candace Owens. Good on you for fucking getting fired, because that show.
Okay, well, you know, congratulations to Lily for siding with Candace Owens. It's good. It's good. We have Bill Maher here. I love this clip. I don't know if it's new, but I had never heard this clip where he explains to Dave Rubin that anal sex is disgusting. I love it.
You take it in the ass. I don't get it because I hate shit. So, like, the idea of fucking and shit is just so anathema to me, I can't even tell
Bill, you. Do you realize my mother loves you and she's going to watch this?
But, I mean, it's where
she agrees with you more than she agrees with me. And now.
So here, the mother of Dave Rubin would agree that his sex lifestyle is disgusting.
And look, I love that you live your life as you love it, and I love that for everybody, but we can't deny that's where the shit comes out. It blows my mind because I don't like taking a shit.
Right.
So the idea that I would stick my dick in there is just weird. But like, but that's why America's great, because we have the option, and we should be respected for fucking and shit. I'm a one-issue candidate on that one.
Honestly, you'd have half the country, but you do realize that heterosexual people have anal sex.
A lot.
Yes.
The kids.
So the kids are all...
Yeah, but they're misguided. And they're misguided by trendy directions that were set by the gay community, really. And it's ridiculous that the anal sex trend is rising with heteros when you consider the bad publicity that should have been the case if perhaps health agencies were to properly inform people, like, hey, there's incontinence issues, losing control of your anus. I'm not even talking about monkeypox, AIDS. It's like, do you really want to do this? If the dangers of anal sex were as advertised as the dangers of cigarettes, would we have this trend at all? Real Base Talk says anal was promoted by the usual suspects. Yes, I wouldn't be surprised. We have this this restaurant. It's been a couple of clips that are memeing from it. I find their $1,000 steak offer kind of over the top, but it does look like a good steak. Let's have a look at what happens when you order that steak. Hey! they stamp the steak with a heated whatever. Now, this is a good tomahawk chop ribeye. It is a quality piece of meat. Now, $1,000 is a lot to drop on a piece of meat, but it's definitely the best chop that you can get from a single cow. Papi's steak. Okay. Yeah, it's kind of overdone, but I like these overdone demonstrations. What I really like at the Pied Cochon in Montreal, and we went there with my girlfriend, is they have the duck in a can, and the guy comes on the table and just opens a can and empties it into your plate. That, to me, is fun. It's fun to add a little spectacle to cuisine sometimes. A family has got shot with an AK-47 while driving through Oakland, California. Definitely, if you need to drive from one place to another, you should make sure that California is not in between. So apparently a whole family just in a car getting targeted with an AK-47. At this point, it's a war zone, so forget about it. You have to find your way around. We are so back, apparently. The white male is back. You know how the white male has been excluded from basically every advertisement. And oh, Nicolas Petrus says, JF, have you enjoyed the Montreal restaurant Auberge du Dragon Rouge? My father brought me there when I was maybe 9 years old. It's a Dungeon and Dragon medieval style performance art restaurant. I laughed my ass off. I laughed my ass off when I went there at 9 years old. I remember it's in Saint Jerome, right? It's really not far from where I live. And, you know, I always like to sit in the corners and in the withdrawn place, especially if there's going to be a guitarist, musician, you know, making noise. So, of course, even as a child, you know, I say to my father, let's go sit in that corner, that withdrawn corner. And you had this little poet, medieval poet, who was chanting songs with a little cheap guitar. Like, it was a miniature guitar, like the kind you would imagine you could have had in the Middle Ages. And he starts singing and bringing people to sing alongside him. And he pointed to me and my father, and he said, even you in the poor corner, even you in the poor's corner, you can sing. I laughed my ass off. I mean, when I think back about it, it's not a massive funny joke, but it made me laugh that my taste for corners, my artistic taste for corners, had been noted by the musician. He was like, everyone can sing, even you in the poor people's corner. It has marked my mind. So yes, I've been at the Auberge du Dragon Rouge. Now, it was a good burger back then, but there's better burger that has come to be. In the end, the cuisine there is not spectacular, but it was back then when I was young. You know, cuisine levels in Quebec were not as high as they are. There were much lower standards, I would say. There was good poutine, good fries, but there was a limited exploratory cuisine in Quebec then. But back then, it was a good standard. Back then, it was a good burger. I would say that since then, burgers have become better in Quebec. Maybe it has improved too, says Big Tech Exodus. Sure, maybe they moved with the times. Nicholas Petris says, haha, nice. Thanks for the story. I'm not sure if it's in Saint Jerome. I think it was. I think it was not so far from the Magic the Gathering cards shop, you know, and the computer shop. So that was my autistic corner of Saint Jerome and La Fontaine. You know, there was the geeky pug and Magic the Gathering shop. And then there was the Datanor computer shop where you could get your computers even in 1995, 1996. And then there was the Auberge du Dragon Rouge where my father brought me once. DS Fargag says, I want to see JF make a perfect souffle or I'm revoking his French card. Well, I want to see you. I want to see you cook a perfect ribeye steak. Fuck your souffle. The white man is back. He has been included back in ads for the purpose of just one ad. An ad to promote going to kill yourself at the front line to save some brown men.
What's your gut saying?
One white man. One white man.
Do nothing. Or help.
Saving some white children. Another white soldier. They are reunited with their white grandparent. Holy shit.
You've got the instincts. Now, get the training.
You belong here. Army, be the best. Search army job. So somehow the British Army has decided to re-include white males. They must have realized that they were so gay in their ad practices. At this point, you had all of the white males saying, okay, the army is not for me anymore. I don't want to get fucked in the ass while getting shot on the, you know, you receive bullets from the front and you get fucked by some dicks in behind you. That's not a position to be in. Ryan Garcia is, despite being a schizo boxer, is claiming that justice will be served, that his drug test was a false. It was obtained by violating the scientific principles. The NESAC has now come under heavy fire on Monday. It has been leaked by one of the labs that Ryan Garcia's initial pre- and post-fight urine test conducted by them initially screened negative for ostarine. And against the rules of the lab, they have rerun the sample until they got a positive test. This whole business of testing, you had the COVID test, absolute fraud. You have these drug tests, and it's like, oh, well, you know, we didn't have a positive result. Let's try it again. The problem is when you do this, you began to be statistically biased, and you will do this, and you will be more likely to do this if you hate the name that's on the vial, if maybe your employer has asked you, can you redo that test because I really want to find this guy positive. It really sucks. It really sucks that there is no transparency as to how these tests are made and what is their true rates of success. And in the end, you could have people like Ryan Garcia who are originals. They are, you know, out there people get bullied, get canceled by the system more so than they deserve. DS Fargeg says the trick with the ribeye is to sear it on a high flame, but not to the point where the fat makes a fire, then you move it to indirect heat. yes, one way to do it. The important in the end is that the fat is properly cooked without browning the inside of the meat. So the big key to a ribeye is how do I keep it rare while properly cooking the fat so that the fat becomes all soft and pleasurable in terms of texture. The story of a big failure. Mia says, I lost it all. $12 million, my whole net worth, gone forever. I should have never touched leverage. This was a huge mistake. I thought I could become one of the greatest. I really did. Now I'm left with nothing. My girlfriend left me. I lost all the money my dad gave me. I can't get rid of my drug addictions. It's truly over. There's no coming back from this. Goodbye. See you in my next life. Wow. And I've been following the last few weeks of Twitter of this guy. Basically, he was confident in being able to recover. So he bet on ETH at the peak and said it's going to keep going up. Now ETH went down. Now he kept every 3-4 days saying, I'm reinvesting more into ETH. So he was putting more and more and more, and it kept going down. And today it went down so much that his last bet just drained all of his wealth and he got a margin call. So he lost $12 million. He has nothing left. His girlfriend left him. That was the money that his dad had given him, and it made him addicted to drugs. But I would say there is coming back from this. Mia, don't kill yourself. I've been at the lowest of lows, and it wasn't even out of betting on the market. It's just people have been trying to destroy my life again and again. My exes have been trying to mess with my life, ruin my reputation. Many times in my life, I found myself having nothing. Nothing other than the hope that I can always return to my mom's house and live there for a couple of months to get back on my feet. You can totally come back from this. Please realize that this money was fiction, really. And it was fiction that was misguiding you anyway. It guided you toward a girlfriend who wasn't loyal, toward drugs who have destroyed you and made you addicted. So, just when you're at the bottom of the barrel like this, it's the time to make risky decisions. It's the time to start saying, I don't give a fuck. I have nothing to lose. See yourself as already dead. And think about what you can do so that your life going forward is better than this death. That's what I would recommend. Think about you as being buried under the ground and now realize that by being alive, you do have a chance to do better than this. James says, getting poor is the easiest way to get rid of your drug addictions. Maybe he needs to lose more money. Yeah, as long as you can afford drugs, you are in a comfortable spot. That is true. You have way too much comfort if you can lose some in paying for drugs. U.S. troops. This will be our last news item for tonight. U.S. troops could be asked to die for Israel, top Air Force commander says. You don't say. Oh, and before we end, Stephen Robinson has sent us a news from Watcher Guru that just came out. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to be freed after 5 years in prison following U.S. plea deal. So Julian Assange will get 5 more years imprisoned and then will be free. That really sucks. I'm happy that he will be freed, but he was ultimately constrained and forced down to negotiate his freedom, and that sucks. But at the same time, for him, it's going to be better. This guy has no limit. He inseminated his lawyer. So at least he's going to be able, within 5 years, maybe before, if he can get pardon, he's going to be able to go out there and see his son. That is great. His son that he has inseminated while being in confinement, and he used his attorney privilege.
Thank you.